Well, in Libya, rebels continue to fight pro-Gaddafi forces at various points along the North African coast. One thing is quite clear by this point. The rebels are neither organized nor well-trained. They're really a bunch of ragtag disorganized fighters from all walks of life. Some of them are professors. Many of them never picked up a gun before they joined this movement. And there's also not a chain of command. They don't have good communications and very little knowledge of the weaponry that they've either been given or that they've seized from Gaddafi's forces. In response, the U.S. said very clearly that we will not ourselves train the Libyan rebels. And now Britain is trying to convince some Arab countries to begin the training themselves. Joining us is former Navy SEAL Tate Reimers. He's on the line with us from San Francisco, California. It's kind of early there, right, Tate?
Yeah, it is, Celeste, but it's all right.
All right, I'll try not to make any loud noises. You were a Navy SEAL from 2001 to 2007, and I understand you actually trained small forces in the Middle East. What is it about training? Are there special skills that you need, or equipment even, to train a force as opposed to just being an effective fighting force?
I don't think it matters. I mean, if they're non-military or military personnel, it doesn't really matter what they are. You still can be effective if you match them up with Special Forces guys or the CIA or anybody from other countries that know how to shoot and handle weapon tactics. They can work with those guys and instill that into handle their theater of combat.
How long does that take? I mean, let's say you've got an elementary school teacher in Libya who's never picked up a weapon, a firearm before. How long before you can make them a reasonably effective fighting person?
I mean, if you get FS guys in there, they can quickly assess the situation and help those guys on the ground, on the fly, to be effective and achieve their objectives.
All right. Well, Britain is trying to get some other Arab countries to train the Libyan rebels. Is that reasonable? Are there Arab countries right now that are equipped and ready to be able to train a fighting force?
I'm sorry, say that again. It was broken up.
I'm just wondering if some of the countries around Libya, like Egypt, maybe Syria, are they capable, able to send in special ops forces or some other teams to go in there and train the Libyans?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, despite whatever's in the news, you've got special ops guys in there right now, and they're working with those guys to help them and break them down from the start and start teaching those guys what they need to know to be effective against the, Gaddafi and their forces.
We're speaking with Tate Reimers, a former Navy SEAL and also trained small forces in the Middle East. And, you know, Tate, I've seen some footage, some news footage coming out of Libya, and I'm sure you probably have as well, the very now famous clip of rebels in Libya firing a rocket launcher the wrong way. When you see some of these mess-ups, it makes you wonder, how hard can this be? Is it really take a certain amount of training to pick up a weapon and know how to use it or figure out how to use it?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're getting a lot of hand-me-down weapons from other countries. And, I mean, you could hand a foreign weapon or exotic weapon to me, and I would fumble with it a little bit and have a lot of experience. But that's really what you need to do, is you need to match these guys up to teach these guys how to handle these specific weapons within that theater of combat. Now, the advantage that they do have is that they are intimate with the terrain and land, and so you can basically take that, look at the dynamics and the complexities that they're up against, and kind of create a customized plan for them in order so they can be effective.
Well, but it seems to me that the bigger problem isn't just training them. Here's how you use a firearm. There's no chain of command. There's no real effective communication between the rebels as well. I mean, that's what's caused these deaths that we saw the other day when the NATO accidentally fired on tanks that had Libyan rebels in it. I mean, that's something that you can't necessarily train.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, however, that is like the nature of their rebel cause, but that can also be an advantage to you as well, because, you know, you've got to teach these guys how to shoot these weapons and also how to shoot and move and operate, and they're going to need to teach, you know, just like the school teacher is going to need to be able to teach the guy next to him how to do it, and they can use that to their advantage you know, different aspects of combat, you know, guerrilla warfare, and they have to be able to adapt and overcome in whatever situation that they're up against. And, you know, they've got quite a situation over there.
Isn't it possible we could end up with an army of rebels where they all imagine themselves to be generals and no foot soldiers?
I think that's probably always inherent in things like that. But, you know, there's going to be natural types of personalities that step up more than others. And there's respected elders, and there's people that with experience. And they're going to have to rely on those guys to pick up the slack for the other people. And then, you know, everyone else will follow suit.
I'm wondering what your idea is about where the line is. I know that several countries have said at this point that training the rebels is not overstepping the mandate laid out by the United Nations resolution in which you protect civilians at all by all necessary measures. But, I mean, you've trained soldiers yourself. Do you think that actually putting boots on the ground, whomever may do it, to train these rebels to fight against Gaddafi is really, in essence, taking sides in a civil war?
Well, I mean, you know, that's always a slippery slope. I mean, you know, kind of once you get your foot in the door, it's difficult to you know, get an exit strategy out of there. But it also is, I think, at this point, a humanitarian effort where you kind of have to do that. And we're going to do that either way, whether it's through the United States or through, you know, another country. And because you've got to get in there and teach those guys in order to defend themselves. I mean, that's all a human thing to do.
Well, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the United States is definitively not going to do it. Would you disagree with that? Do you think we should?
Whether I disagree or don't disagree or whatever he says, I think that, you know, whether we do supply arms or we don't supply arms, they're going to get arms one way or another. And I trust that they're probably going to get, you know, some pretty good training in order to be effective, because I think it's in a lot of people's best interest that that they are successful.
Well, you missed your calling as a Navy SEAL there, Tate. You should have been a diplomat. Tate Reimers, former Navy SEAL from 2001 to 2007, also trained small forces in the Middle East. Thanks so much, Tate.
All right. Good night, Jess.